This is the reading for August 20th, Ecclesiastes 9. I thought about all this and tried to understand it. I saw that God controls good people and wise people in what they do, but no one knows if they will experience love or hate. Good and bad people end up the same, those who are right and those who are wrong, those who are good and those who are evil, those who are clean and those who are unclean, those who sacrifice and those who do not. The same things happen to a good person as happen to a sinner, to a person who makes promises to God and to one who does not. This is something wrong that happens here on earth. What happens to one happens to all. So people's minds are full of evil and foolish thoughts while they live. After that, they join the dead. But anyone still alive has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. The living know they will die, but the dead know nothing. Dead people have no more reward, and people forget them. After people are dead, they can no longer love or hate or envy. They will never again share in what happens here on earth. So go eat your food and enjoy it. Drink your wine and be happy, because that is what God wants you to do. Put on nice clothes and make yourself look good. Enjoy life with the wife you love. Enjoy all the useless days of this useless life God has given you here on earth, because it is all you have. So enjoy the work you do here on earth. Whatever work you do, do your best, because you are going to the grave where there is no working, no planning, no knowledge, and no wisdom. I also saw something else here on earth. The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest soldier does not always win the battle. The wisest does not always have food. The smartest does not always become wealthy. And the talented one does not always receive praise. Time and chance happen to everyone. No one knows what will happen next. Like a fish caught in a net or a bird caught in a trap, people are trapped by evil when it suddenly falls on them. I also saw something wise here on earth that impressed me. There was a small town with only a few people in it. A great king fought against it and put his armies all around it. Now there was a poor but wise man in the town who used his wisdom to save his town. But later on, everyone forgot about him. I still think wisdom is better than strength, but those people forgot about the poor man's wisdom and stopped listening to what he said. The quiet words of a wise person are better than the shouts of a foolish ruler. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much good. Isaiah chapter 25. Lord, you are my God. I honor you and praise you because you have done amazing things. You have always done what you said you would do. You have done what you planned long ago. You have made the city a pile of rocks and have destroyed her walls. The city our enemies built with strong walls is gone. It will never be built again. People from powerful nations will honor you. Cruel people from strong cities will fear you. You protect the poor. You protect the helpless when they are in danger. You are like a shelter from storms, like shade that protects them from the heat. The cruel people attack like a rainstorm beating against the wall, like the heat in the desert. But you, God, stop their violent attack. As a cloud cools a hot day, you silence the songs of those who have no mercy. The Lord All-Powerful will prepare a feast on this mountain for all people. It will be a feast with all the best food and wine, the finest meat and wine. On this mountain, God will destroy the veil that covers all nations, the veil that stretches over all peoples. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away every tear from every face. He will take away the shame of his people from the earth. The Lord has spoken. At that time, people will say, "Our God is doing this. We have waited for him, and he has come to save us. This is the Lord. We waited for him, so we will rejoice and be happy when he saves us." The Lord will protect Jerusalem, but he will crush our enemy Moab like straw that is trampled down in the manure. They will spread their arms in it like a person who is swimming, but God will bring down their pride, and all the clever things they have made will mean nothing. Moab's high walls protect them, but God will destroy these walls. He will throw them down to the ground, even to the dust. Isaiah chapter 26. At that time, people will sing this song in Judah. We have a strong city. God protects us with its strong walls and defenses. Open the gates and the good people will enter, those who follow God. You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you. So trust the Lord always because he is our rock forever. He will destroy the proud city, and he will punish the people living there. He will bring that high city down to the ground and throw it down into the dust. Then those who were hurt by the city will walk on its ruins. Those who were made poor by the city will trample it under their feet. The path of life is level for those who are right with God. Lord, you make